Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or of a husband's will, but of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God for the gift of this word. And now, kids, come on forward, because you all get to help preach this morning. Come on up, kids. Gather around this manger here. I'm so glad to see some people took up the opportunity to come to church in their pajamas. This is great. All right. Nice. Can everyone see here? Look up here in this manger. What do we have here? Come on up. Gather close. Close. Nice and close so you can smell that nice hay. Do you think that's what it smelled like where Jesus was born? Do you think it smelled kind of like hay? Kind of smelled like animals, maybe? Yeah, I bet it didn't smell like that where you were born, huh? Kind of different. So how many of you have opened gifts already today? Or maybe yesterday? Yeah? Not yesterday. Today. Today you've opened gifts. Cool. How many of you are going to open some more gifts today? Christmas is really fun because it's about gifts. It's about giving gifts and receiving gifts. And when we give gifts and when we receive gifts from other people, we remember something about God. We remember that on Christmas Day, the very first Christmas Day, God gave us this most wonderful gift of Jesus, God's Son, who was born just like we were. And he's God's best present to the whole world. And God loves it when we receive Jesus in our hearts and say, Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you. We can give God a gift at Christmas, and that gift is to tell God that we really love Jesus. And so, look up here. I want everyone to be able to see here in the manger. Can everyone see? If you need to stand up, you can stand up. That's all right. So this is, you know, it's not a real baby, right? But let's pretend. Can you put your pretend hats on with me? Looks like you've already got one on. That's good. All right, we're wearing our pretend hats, our make-believe hats. So let's make believe that this was a real baby. Because, of course, Jesus was born as a real baby, right? So how many of you have ever held a real teeny tiny baby? So when you're holding a little tiny real baby, what kind of hands do you need to have? Soft hands, gentle hands, caring hands. Why do you have to have soft hands with a little baby? Yeah, you don't want to drop that baby. Because babies they're so special, aren't they? Yeah, they're so special. I wonder, how many of you Or how would you hold baby Jesus? If you had a chance to hold baby Jesus, would you hold baby Jesus up by the leg? No. Why not? Oh, because baby Jesus is so special and we want to love baby Jesus by keeping him safe, right? Would you hold baby Jesus up by the arm? No. No. By the ear? Oh my goodness. I don't think Mary would let you anywhere near her little baby. Would someone be willing to show me how you would hold baby Jesus? If this were, and maybe we could have more than one person here. So if this were real baby Jesus here, how would you hold baby Jesus? We can take some turns. Will you show me? Like that? Yeah. Oh, it looks like you're showing such care for baby Jesus. Can someone else? How would you hold baby Jesus? Yeah, your hands are so loving and gentle. Would you show me? Uh-huh. Oh, you're being really careful, holding baby Jesus really close to you. Will you show us how you would hold baby Jesus? Be careful, we don't want to drop him. You're rocking him, helping him to feel safe and comforted. Yeah, show us how you would hold baby Jesus. Oh, that's so loving. I can tell how much you care for baby Jesus. That's great. Now, can I tell you a story? Did you have enough attention to hear another story? Because I think you'll like this. It's kind of funny, but it's really special as well. You know, 500 years, that was a long time ago, there was a man named John, John of the Cross. And he lived in Spain. And he was visiting some friends. And his friends had a manger kind of like this. And you know, he thought he was all by himself. He thought no one was looking. And you know what he did? He walked up to that manger where there was a pretend baby Jesus in that manger. And he picked it up. And, you know, this is a big adult man who was doing this. He picked it up and he held it and he looked at it. And a big smile grew on his face. And he started to dance around the room with baby Jesus. He thought no one was looking at him, see? And he was dancing around the room and smiling and twirling and holding baby Jesus in his arms. And he did this for 3 or 4 minutes, just dancing and dancing and holding baby Jesus. And then he went and put baby Jesus back into the pretend manger. And he gave baby Jesus a kiss on the forehead. He left. But you know what? Someone saw him doing this and they loved it. What do you think was going on in his heart when he was holding baby Jesus and smiling and dancing around the room? What do you think his heart was feeling? Like he was holding a baby. Like he loved that baby. And you know what? God loves it when we feel that way about Jesus, when we feel like Jesus is really close in our hearts and that we love him with all of our love. And that's really the best Christmas present, the present that we can give to God, all of our love for Jesus. And so I'm so glad you've had a chance to be at the manger here to spend some time with baby Jesus. Why don't we pray together and give Jesus all of the love in our hearts? Let's pray. God, we thank you for all of the Christmas presents that we've received from people who love us. And right here, we're looking at baby Jesus, and we're remembering that he is the very, very best present that we will ever receive. And so we want to say thank you for him. We want to say we love you, and we want to give you a gift. We want to give you all the love in our hearts that we have, all of our love for Jesus. I'm so glad you came up here to share this preaching time. You can go back to your seats with your families.